And thank you so much, worship team and special music team, for that offering song. Some fun toe-tapping jazz hand type music. I like it. Can't say I'm a dancer, so I wasn't up dancing to it. Not my thing. But that's why I do kids programs, because that way the kids can have more fun and doing the dancing and the activity side of stuff. So my name is Justin, and I am super grateful to be here with you this morning. Century Meadows Baptist Church is a huge supporter of what I get to see my team doing out at Bethany Homes and here in Camrose and Wetaskiwin area. If you're not familiar with Bethany Homes, I'm going to give you a real quick rundown. If you would like to know any more, I would love to have you sign up for our quarterly newsletter. Just at the in-between area, I have a table set up over there. I would absolutely love for each one of you to sign up to receive our quarterly newsletter. Even if it's one of those emails that you just delete right away, I have lots of those too. But having us just even pop up in your mailbox and have you think, oh, I should pray for Bethany Homes and Hope Mission and the things that God is doing through that team, that's enough for me. I would love to have each and every one of you a part of God using you in that way and using this church in that way. Also, Century Meadows does so much for Bethany Homes and Hope Mission with our sandwich program here in Camrose. So I'll get a little bit into that history. But yes, just so grateful for this church and all the ways that you support, the ways God is using us. And our main goal is to always partner with local churches, because the families we interact with, we can only go so deep with spiritually. But it's you as the local church, the people living here in Camrose, the ones living in Wetaskiwin that can actually walk with these families as we introduce them to the hope of Jesus. So I have the joy of being the program manager or the manager at Bethany Homes. I'm biased, but I think it's the best job in the world. I was more involved in youth programs when I was part-time with Calvary Baptist Church in Wetaskiwin, a wonderful church that I got to develop as a leader and try all sorts of things in youth work. And then I was also part-time with Hope Mission at Bethany Homes. And so I got to do a lot more hands-on right with the kids in program. I love sharing the gospel with teenagers, love seeing God take a hold of their hearts. But now I have the joy of seeing others do that, and the joy of now being a part of leading a team where I now see those team members get to see how God is using their life. And there is such a depth of humility that comes with that for myself, and just incredible awe of how God works, because he's not using my hands and feet, he's not using my voice, but he's using these team members. He's bringing the right people at the right time. It is just incredible how God knits everything together for the sake of his glory and his work and his kingdom coming here on earth. So that's a little bit about me. I'm recently married. We're coming up in 1 month on our second year anniversary, so hoping for 125. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I have a wonderful wife named Nancy who also works for Hope Mission, and so we get the joy of supporting each other in our work and our church family at home in Leduc. And so I'm sure you'll get a chance to see her as well. Bethany Homes specifically, for those of you that are familiar with it, you know a long history of Bethany Homes in this area. Bethany Homes actually started out as an orphanage just after World War II. There was barracks in Wetaskiwin that the Jespersons ended up getting brought out to Bethany Homes, and they built a big dormitory out of it. Did any of you go see the 40 Acres play that was going on in Wetaskiwin? No? You missed a great... Oh, okay, we got one or two. It was a great play. There is a book written about Bethany Homes with some of the stories and the impact from way back when it was an orphanage. And so they turned into a play and just captured the history of the way God used that place in amazing ways. And so then Hope Mission took it over in 2010. So we're located just south of Gwynn. We're in this beautiful property that oversees this ravine. Again, at my table, there's a screen that just has a running video of the property with some drone footage. Highly recommend just taking 30 seconds and stopping and taking a look at it. It is amazing the number of people that have come onto that property and God just uses being in that property, just uses his creation. I know there is something powerful about God's people gathering and God's people praying over places and his spirit just ruling over physical locations. I know people that come into church buildings where his people are gathered feel that same thing. But at Bethany Homes, I get lots of moments where, like there was a bus of a handful of particularly difficult teenagers who were involved in gang violence and things like that. And the patrol officer was a Christian herself. And so she got connected with us and brought this small busload of teens out to the property. And she said they were being their usual rowdy selves. And then as soon as they like turned onto the property and went through our gate, she said their demeanor just completely changed. And I have no doubt that God and his spirit is setting people free the moment they step onto our property, free from whatever demonic oppression or different mental oppressions or emotional oppressions that they might be feeling. That there's just something about having a piece of land where God is reigning, that God has used so powerfully. I remember one kid that came to our program. As soon as the bus parked, he gets off the bus and like bolts for the fence. And we have enough staff situation where staff continue on with the rest of the kids. And then I had the freedom at that time in program to go and join this kid as he's running for the fence to just hopefully he's safe. And he stops at the fence and just overlooks the ravine. And as I walk up beside him, he just takes this huge breath in and exhale and just says, "This place is so peaceful." And I just know that in his life, there was a lot of different family and school chaos that he was having to work through in his life as a 12-year-old or 10-year-old. And I just saw how God was using just the beauty of the property of Bethany Homes to speak to this kid and using that as an opportunity to now teach this kid about how God, there is a God who created this and who loves him personally and who he can personally know this God and actually go into his school, into his family with this same God who loves him, the same God who created this beautiful view that he's taking in. So these are some of the joys that we get to have at Bethany Homes. And so we run kids' day camps at this point. We actually did our first overnight camp this summer that went really well. We do after-school kids programs. We do different feeding programs within the school, all based out of Bethany Homes. And so here in Camrose, our team actually comes here to Century Meadows.